Will this be another Trump Supreme Court case? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The president's plan to send National Guard troops to Portland to deal with protests over immigration raids he blames on anarchists, blocked by a federal judge.
We have the U.S. Constitution on our side. We have the Supremacy Clause on our side, so we will quickly appeal this decision.
Homeland Security Assistant Secretary Trisha McLaughlin also tells Fox the Democrats who've resisted the president might lose federal money in the future.
If these leaders are going to be aiding and abetting domestic terrorists, should we really be sending public funds there? That's a real question.
Texas's Republican Governor Greg Abbott has approved sending his guard troops to Chicago, where President Trump wants to crack down on crime. But Reuters reports Illinois' Democratic governor is suing to block that. And Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson just signed an executive order this morning establishing
ice-free zones. That means that city property and unwilling private businesses will no longer serve as staging grounds for these raids.
Now, those cases could reach the Supreme Court. Its new term started today, and there are already several cases challenging presidential authority. This morning, the justices decided not to consider what would have been a high-profile case, Ghislaine Maxwell's appeal.
At issue was a 2008 non-prosecution agreement Jeffrey Epstein reached to avoid federal charges in exchange for a Florida plea deal. Maxwell said the deal also applied to her as a co-conspirator, and her lawyers say she never should have been tried or convicted for her role in luring teenage girls to be sexually abused by Epstein, who died in a Manhattan jail in 2019.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Much of the federal government remains shut down a sixth day. And while another vote is planned this afternoon in the Senate to try to provide new funding, Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox,
the shutdown, it won't end until everybody in the Senate takes their ego out back and shoots it.
Democrats refuse to support funding unless looming changes to health care coverage and subsidies are rolled back. America's listening to Fox News.
Meet Bob. He's 63 years old. He spent 40 years as a body man and car painter. Bob heard me talk about Relief Factor and decided, give it a shot. Bob wrote in, he said, Glenn, I could barely walk. I couldn't make it up the stairs. Day four or five, I began to feel the change. But after just 8 days on Relief Factor, I'm 75% better. I'm comfortable, and I'm thoroughly impressed. These are the kinds of transformations that are common with Relief Factor. In fact, two out of the three people who try go on to order more month after month, and I'm one of those people. I wasn't banging on cars all day like Bob, but my pain was in my hands, and it was debilitating nonetheless. I couldn't paint. I couldn't write. I was quickly losing hope, and I feared the rest of my life I'd just have to live with the pain. So if you're living with daily aches and pains, Relief Factor might be the real deal for you. Try the 3-week quick start today. It's only $19.95. See how it works for you. Visit relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF.
From the News 11 Information Desk, I'm Madeline Murray. Congressman Andy Biggs made an appearance in Yuma on Saturday at Lutz Casino for a public event. Congressman Biggs spoke with supporters and explained his vision for the state of Arizona if elected governor in 2026. He also shared his plans for preserving the Colorado River, as well as how Yuma will greatly impact the state of Arizona. Congressman Biggs stated he wants to make this a state where our families can thrive. And the Somerton Cocopah Fire Department received a nearly $20,000 grant from the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation. The check presentation took place Saturday morning at the Firehouse Subs located on the Big Curve in Yuma. Following the check presentation, Firehouse Subs held a Touch the Truck event in honor of First Responders Month. During that event, families across Yuma County got the chance to look inside a fire truck and see the equipment firefighters use and more. Catch us on the TV side on News 11 every weekday at 5, 6, and 10 p.m. for your latest local news, weather, and sports.
Mid-90s for the daytime highs all throughout the week. Today, 93, and then 64 and clear tonight. Sunny and 95 tomorrow, 67 tomorrow night, 97 and sunny on Wednesday.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle. Or forget extra diapers. And never give in to a meltdown. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face. Never let them have too much screen time. And never bribe them for just one more bite. You say you'd never let them out in public without their hair brushed. Never, ever become a minivan mom. And you'd never give them your phone for a quiet dinner.
Calling boss work phone.
So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, know it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You know your business needs to get in the digital game. Marketing on the internet, and maybe finally fixing your website. Don't let the world pass you by. Go to YumaAdvertising.com. That's YumaAdvertising.com. They're part of the Desert Southwest's largest media company, and their team has executed thousands of digital marketing campaigns across the country. Digital campaigns for businesses just like yours. Who knew they needed to get in the game? YumaAdvertising.com. That's YumaAdvertising.com. Don't let the world pass you by.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Eldorado Broadcasters and this station congratulate the newest Yuma County Chamber of Commerce members, Baskin Robbins, Yuma Cardiac CT, Yuma FC, and Outreach Partners of Yuma. If you'd like to find out how you can become a member and join all the benefits membership brings, email Valeria@yumachamber.org. That's Valeria@yumachamber.org or call 928-782-2567.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner & Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
We're Healy Ridge today.
Did you? I did that, boy.
Out of respect to your kids.
I love it.
People give me so much crap because I went to Yuma High.
Yeah.
They get mad at me when they see me wearing it from
anything
school.
Else? I know.
I'm here to help them all.
My kids got so mad at me last year. Because every school comes to us, like, can you do this banner or whatever, you know, yeah, whatever.
It's nonstop.
And it was COFA. It happened to be COFA. I think there's a wrestling team. And I was like, yeah, sure. So we bought a banner and put it up in the gym or whatever. And when my sons found out, oh man, they're going to disown me. They were so upset that I sponsored COFA wrestling. I'm like, well, work harder, you know.
Do they both wrestle?
Yeah, they both wrestled. Okay. Yeah. So, and I didn't do anything for Gila Ridge. Nobody came to me for Gila Ridge. So it's like, and I got so much going on, you know. It's like always, it's always constant, you know. It's like, you're always getting a hit up for something, but it just happened that way. Martine caught me on a good day. Like, hey, I got this coming in from COFA. I'm like, yeah, I love wrestling. Yeah. I think it's fantastic for young men, young women. I wrestled, and I love it. I wanted to support that, and I didn't care if it's COFA, Yuma, Gila Ridge, you know.
Yeah, you're just there to help out, and
exactly,
especially if they're going to go out and try to hit someone up, you know, and actually take the time to do it. So.
Yeah, and we got a banner, so I'm all about that, you know. Well, welcome, Justin. We've got Justin Hale on the show again. This is your second time, I believe.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Back by popular request. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
I got so much feedback for the first show that we did.
Awesome.
People were just very impressed with what you do and how you do it. And you're our favorite philanthropist. Is that what we say?
Your wife mentioned it to me a little bit that I guess you got some good feedback. So I was like, I didn't hear that, but I'm I'm happy.
It's because nobody watches or listens in your circles. That's why. Just my wife.
Yeah.
But no, yeah. She was the one that said, "You better give me credit because I talked to Justin. I talked him into going on again." And I said, okay, we'll give you credit because, you know.
Yeah, I wanted to come on before when Martine hit me up, and I just didn't have time. It didn't work out my schedule.
Yeah.
And, but I'm glad to hear that people enjoyed what I do. You know, it's good.
We've got so much to talk about today. So we got a lot of stuff coming up. The first thing that I want to talk about or jump into is this truck raffle at 4th Ave. I've been seeing signs everywhere for it. But if you're not aware of this particular raffle, it's for a 2025 Toyota Tacoma SR5 4x4. I mean, this is a sweet truck.
Yes.
And how do we get it? How do I get it? I want it.
So one thing that's kind of hard is I did it through a company called Zephy, which is the online to buy tickets online. You can buy tickets at either facility, both gyms. But the online one, you have to scan the QR code or go to one of my Facebook posts or Instagram posts.
Okay.
And you can click the website link. But the website link is really long. And I wasn't able to adjust it to make it small, you know, like supportyuma.com or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But so it's real hard. But Zephy's is kind of like GoFundMe, where they don't charge a bunch of fees. They, okay, when you buy tickets, they'll ask you, do you want to donate to this company for processing this? So you can you can donate to them or you don't.
Mm.
Some companies take a lot of money. So that's why I use this company. But you can buy tickets at either gym 24 hours a day, or you can go scan the QR code on one of our social media pages or click on the website link.
How much are the tickets?
So it's 20 for one, or you get 6 for 100. So you know, buy five and get one free.
Sure. And so I'm buying tickets, $20 a ticket, or you get that deal. And then my ticket goes where?
It goes, so 100% of the money goes to our charity,
okay,
which goes then turns around and buys new equipment for all 8 high schools here in Yuma County. So we give back 100% of the money. And that's thanks to, you know, Alexander Toyota donated this truck to us.
That's crazy.
So, and they donated it 100%.
How much do you think it is?
It's a sticker on it. It's, I think, $42.9.
That's sticker, amazing.
Sticker on it. So when I reached out to them first and kind of told them my idea about this, I offered to pay for half of it. I said, like, I know I can, you know, say it was 20 grand, my half. I said, I know I can turn that and double that.
Yeah.
So I told them about it, but I also told them about how I was going to create this as a competition between the schools. So, you know, whatever school gets the most support, that school gets an extra $5,000 in funding.
Yeah.
Which I think is really fun because it's a little friendly competition between all the schools. Mm-hmm. And it gets, you know, I'm able to raise a lot of money through this charity every year, and that's all me just doing work. So this, I'm trying to involve the schools. I'm trying to involve the students. You know, whatever student gets the most support, I'm also giving that student and their family a year's membership to the gym for free.
That's awesome.
So when I approached Toyota about it, he called me back a couple of days later and said, hey, I got your email. He says, I love what you're doing. He said, it's all about the kids. He's like, I'm donating at 100%. So
is incredible, man. That is incredible. Did he say, I got to put a wrap on it for Alexander?
No.
He didn't say anything like that?
I actually asked for a car. And then when he told me he was giving me a 4-wheel drive Tacoma, I mean,
oh man,
especially in Yuma, you see Tacomas everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And one of the coolest things about it too is like, so say you were to win, and you're like, you know what, I'd rather have a Tundra or I'd rather have a Toyota 4Runner. They'll give you a $40,000 down payment.
I see.
If you want to get a different Toyota, as long as you keep it in the Toyota family, you can get whatever Toyota you want and they'll give you a $40,000 down payment for the truck.
I love Toyota. Yeah. What do you think?
You can't beat it. I mean, I'm always been a Ford guy.
Yeah.
But
recently,
Toyota's, you can't beat it.
Yeah. We've been buying Toyotas here over there at Alexander. For like the last 5 years, it's just, they're awesome vehicles.
And my father-in-law had a 4Runner and it had 400 and like something thousand miles on it, 430,000 miles on it. And the thing was so clean and he ended up getting in a car accident and he was so bummed.
Yeah.
And I mean, he had so many miles, like the last time he had it serviced, that Toyota sent him a gift in the mail because it was over 400,000 miles. They actually sent him a gift. It was really neat.
I've been looking at like Tesla Cybertrucks and stuff. It's like $90,000. And I originally got on their list, you know, you pay like $100 and you get on their list. And my name finally came up like, hey, you ready to build your Cybertruck? And I was looking at the sticker price. And I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't know if it's worth that, like the quality issues and things like that. And I'd already really, I just want it because I want it to drive me around. I'm just done. I don't want to drive anymore. I've reached the age where it's like, I want to get in and take me to where I want to go, you know?
For sure.
But at the same time, Tesla, they're super anal about, like, keep your eyes on the road. I don't want to be, listen, if I'm going to be in the driver's seat, I want to drive the vehicle. I don't want to sit here and just look out, you know? Yeah. That's the point of this thing driving me. What's the point? So I ended up getting this RAV4, this Toyota RAV4 from Alexander over here. And it's awesome. I got it for my kids to drive back and forth to high school because they've got to go in all the way to Marcus Pool.
Okay.
You know, for swim practice, which I don't understand that. There's no pools out here. So that's a big drive, you know, on the freeway every day for teenagers to do.
For sure.
And I wanted them to, well, it costs a lot in gas. So we got this little hybrid RAV4. And then I recently found this little thing that you can buy. It's called Comma X, 3X. It's like this little device. It's got a camera on the front and a camera on the back. And you mount it in your dash, like on the windshield. And it's a screen. And they've installed this like a open source software that acts like a Tesla. And it has a cord with a little two-prong like harness. So you undo the little mounting up here where the rear view mirror is. That's the RAV4 can do, like keep you in your lane.
Yeah.
And it can auto brake for you and all that kind of stuff. And so you unplug all that stuff from the factory, and then you plug in this harness that goes to this little machine, and it takes over all that and it uses it to self drive.
Oh, cool.
Kind of like a Tesla.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to spend $90,000. I just put that thing in there. You just push autopilot and it's like, man, it just drives you. It's awesome.
Technology.
So cool. Yeah. So I feel like I don't know, robbed something. I don't know. I feel like bad about it, but at the same time, I don't.
That's all right.
Yeah. So I love Toyota. We've got a Sequoia. We got the RAV4. We had a Highlander. They're just great vehicles. So I'm really excited for this.
Yeah, it's been good so far. I made a post. I was out of town Friday, so I usually do my updates Friday for the leaderboard for what schools are in the lead. And so I did it on Monday instead because I was out of town. But Yuma Catholic was in the lead. Gila Ridge was number two, which was really cool. The week before, Gila Ridge was number four. So they moved all the way up to second place. And during that week, Gila Ridge actually went into the lead. COFA had gone into the lead. So, and then YC ended up pulling through by the end of the week. But, you know, once we started putting the numbers out, that's when people started really buying more tickets. And we had a lady from Support of Gila Ridge that came through $800 in tickets.
That's awesome.
And then the next day I was talking to a guy at the gym about it, and he was asking questions about it, and I was explaining like that. And then I went and did some cardio, and I came back, and the staff was like, man, that guy you were just talking to, he bought $1,000 worth of tickets for COFA.
That's
so then it moved COFA into the lead.
No.
So then, but you know, at the end of the week, like I said, YC was winning again. So they were in the lead. So, I mean, we have till ticket sales are going to be cut off on December 25th.
Okay.
Christmas night. And then I'm going to draw the tickets on the 27th.
Okay.
So it's, we
still got some time.
We got a lot of time.
Yeah. I was thinking it was like mid October or something, but we've got a lot of time.
Yeah. One reason why I kind of pushed, I was going to do it like December the 1st, but then Toyota told me like, push it to the end of the year, because the closer we get to the end of the year, the most likely it'll be a 26 instead of a 25.
Wow. Oh,
so
wow.
I figured, well, most people would rather have a 26 for a couple extra weeks.
Yeah.
Plus we can do some other events. This is a nice time in the weather where we can start doing events. So I'm actually, for the month of October, I'll be at a different home football game every Friday night with the truck live.
I love it.
So I'll be out there every Friday night at a different game. And I think that's when we're really going to see big jumps with ticket sales for those schools.
How did the high schools react to that when you pitched that to them? Hey, I want to park. You're going to park it on the field, I'm presuming.
Well, probably some. I haven't really like
a field, but like
some, like in the entrance where everyone's coming in, somewhere around there. And I got a really nice setup that the truck's going to be all wrapped around. It's got advertisements that says, love, you know, it, support your school.
Yeah.
Win a free, you know, win a brand new Toyota Tacoma. And then it just has QR codes for every school.
I love it.
So you can scan the QR code. So then hopefully I'll be able to do some events. You know, I've reached out to like a Tamale Festival, you know, things like that. I haven't talked to them yet, but those things I can just actually put the truck there, and you know, the marketing does itself. But it's
just a
QR code, and you have a you know, it goes to a great cause, and then also you have a great chance of winning a brand new vehicle.
And then you mentioned when we were talking before about the haunted house.
Yeah. Yeah, so this month, October the 10th, the haunted house out here on 5E, I believe it's 4E or 5E,
yeah,
starts. And they do like Christmas nightmares, and then they do the haunted house. And it's I think it's $5 to $10 to get in, but usually 100% of the money goes to our charity. Last year was our first year because they hadn't had it since COVID.
Oh, wow.
Because they, you know, they never had it since COVID. So last year was the first year, and they donated over $10,000 to us last year.
That's amazing.
Which was huge.
That's huge.
Yeah, so this month could be easily a $40,000 month or more for school sports. Last month, September, I did $17,000 for the truck raffle. So we're at about $17,000 right now. But I think I'm hoping we'll hit at least 20 this month of October doing all the games.
In a given year, I mean, what do you usually do annually?
The
donations.
Last year we did $70,000.
Wow.
in donations. The year before we did 92. That was the year that the last time I was on, I talked about the brick sales when we remodeled the gym.
Yeah, that's super cool.
We raised $42,000. And that was one reason why when I approached Toyota about it, I said, look, when I sold $42,000 in bricks, it really elevated the foundation that year. We were able to do a lot more for the schools. So I felt like I need something big. So a brand new vehicle will be big. I said, so this is my plan. So that's when I pitched it all to him, you know. I just want to keep hitting, you know, at least $100,000 a year or more. And, you know, in the last 8 years, we've given $402,000 back. So if I can hit $100,000 this year, it's a big mark for me to hit $500,000.
That is incredible.
So I remember when I first started it in 17, I was at home, and the first year I did $12,000, and I had a calculator, and I was calculating stuff in my couch, and my wife's like, what are you trying to figure out? And I was like, I'm trying to figure out when I'm going to hit $1,000,000. And she's like, you just did $12,000 and you're already thinking that you're going to hit $1,000,000. And then, you know, you don't really expect it to get that much traction. And then 8 years later, we're almost at $500,000. So it's really cool to,
I can't believe it, man.
Think about it like that.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversation on life, death, and the law right after this.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report phishing, and update your software on all your devices. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock not only alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information, but also fixes identity theft guaranteed or your money back. So stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use the promo code BECK. Terms do apply.
At Exceptional Community Hospital Yuma, we are committed to delivering compassionate care and exceptional services. With a concierge-style approach to patient care, you will experience short wait times and medical attention that's fast, professional, and personalized. We accept all insurance plans, honor in-network benefits, and are nationally accredited for quality and patient safety. Exceptional Community Hospital Yuma, where you are never just a patient. You are family.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive, like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex, how did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/actnow. feedingamerica.org/actnow. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready? Go!
Okay, doctor.
Operation!
No,
Hurry, time's almost up!
Okay. The most amazing care. Oh, Belly!
Oh, I know! Shrine!
Time's up! Okay, our turn.
Ready? Go!
They changed my life.
Children!
Because people just like you, kids like me, can play in the game of life.
I can do things now that were impossible before.
I can draw.
I can play basketball.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you!
Go to loveshriners.org right away. Thank you!
You're listening to Life, Death and the Law, presented by Deason Garner and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best since 2014.
Did you ever think, I mean, I guess it sounds like you did.
I mean,
really, did you really think it was going to get like this?
No, I didn't think that, but I also had big, you know,
aspirations
and expectations of myself to try to push this thing, you know, and then I also think that, you know, the way I attacked it and how pure it is, you know, I make sure that people see the before and the afters, they see where the money's going, and there's not many charities where you see that. You know, we give out money all the time and give out gift cards and give out all kinds of stuff to help charities raise money or events, but it's like a lot of times you don't see where the money's going. I wish a lot more people would kind of put out what they're doing at the end of it with the money. And I think me going to the schools and I handle all the jobs myself, I put all the equipment in, I take pictures with the students with the equipment, mm-hmm. and I make sure the public sees that. And I think that really, you know, hits well with the people when they know where their money's going.
Who's part of your team? Who else you got going on?
So actually I just do it all myself. So my wife obviously helps me a little bit. She goes out to like the events, like the Friday night football game. She's going to be out there helping me sell tickets. I've always mentioned to people, like, if you want to come help, like, you know, especially these Friday night football games, I think, you know, we'll get like a lot of people at certain times, you know, halftime, the beginning of the game, the end. So I've told people it's really the QR codes will sell the tickets. It's all about us just there educating people mm-hmm. of what we do, because some people have no idea
right.
about the charity. So it's, you know, it's mostly just about educating them and showing them what we're doing. Like, you know, Yuma High is coming up. I'm doing the Yuma High game on, I think it's October the 18th or 19th. But that's a big one. It's their Hall of Fame night. So they're all their new inductees for the Hall of Fame. It's a big class reunion. And then it's the Yuma Cibola game. But I just did their brand new scoreboard. It was $26,000. So I told them, I said, I want you guys to let me park the truck right there where the people walk in. So some people who don't know about the charity, I'll be like, this is what we do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That scoreboard was purchased by us. You know,
that's
so
super cool.
So
my understanding is you don't put any of your stuff on there, right?
No, on the scoreboards, I'll do on the very bottom, I'll put the Fourth Ave Gym Athletic Fund.
To see. I think you ought to. I think it deserves that.
But when I do like ones that I've remodeled, I remember COFA's was the first one I did, and COFA's didn't have even a logo or anything of theirs on there. Like
scoreboard?
It had the name where it said COFA and then visitors, mm-hmm. but there was nothing else. They had a big Pepsi logo, a huge Pepsi logo, and then it said, you know, John Boehmer Field, which is John, Mr. Boehmer was the man. He's the one that used to own Budweiser back in the days.
Okay.
And John did more for this community. I mean, I learned a lot from him. You know, his son was one of my good friends. And most of the stuff that you see at these sports fields was purchased by Mr. Boehmer.
Really?
Back then.
And he would just do it and donate it.
He would just donate it through Budweiser and buy it all.
I see.
And so I've definitely left Mr. Boehmer's name up there. And then I took the Pepsi one off and I put a humongous K. And then I also went in there and obviously did crimson, white, black. You know, I really try to emphasize the school colors, and I really try to make sure that it's all about the school pride, because I feel like kids need more school pride.
Absolutely.
I feel like they lack that, and the cooler things are,
mm-hmm.
the better it's going to look for them and the more excited they're going to be about it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think especially at that critical age where you're in high school, you're looking for a community or a tribe, and rather than provided on the streets or in a gang or something, part of your gang could be that sports team or that high school. I absolutely agree with that. And if it looks cool, they're going to wear it.
Yeah.
You know, most of my kids nowadays, they do their shopping at the Goodwill. Have you seen that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's where I hope my stuff ends up, you know, because then it gets out into the community.
Yeah. They can do Goodwill, or they can come by the Fourth Avenue Gyms, and
there you go.
$1 from every shirt we sell goes to our charity. So
yeah, I've seen all that swag as you walk in, at least out to the foothills. I go to the foothills, Fourth Ave, but, it looks really good. What else we got going on? Anything else that we need to know?
So this October also is my Buffalo Wild Wings month.
Okay.
So we take over Buffalo. I think we've been doing it 5 years now with Chris Miller down there at Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
But we take over the whole month of October. So, you know, starting October 1st, if you buy chips and queso, chips and salsa, or Ultimate Nachos, 100% of that sale goes to our charity. And then I believe it's the 21st, the 22nd of October. It's a Wednesday. We take over the whole day, and 20% of that day goes to our charity.
October what?
I think it's a Wednesday. I think it's the 21st or 22nd.
Okay. October 21st. Go to Buffalo Wild Wings. What is it, Martine?
22nd.
22nd.
So yeah, the 22nd, go to Buffalo. 20% of that whole day will go to us. And if you can't eat in, you can do takeout, and we still get 20%. You don't have to mention our name, anything. Just
go on that day. On that day. 22nd, it's a Wednesday. Anything you buy, 20% of that is going to go towards your foundation. Yep.
And then I'll have a bunch of cool prizes down there too, like an 85-inch TV. I have a $1,000 gift card to Elite Med Spa Wellness. I'll have a year's membership to the gym. I'll have Cardinals tickets. We do a bunch of raffle items. Last year on the raffle items alone, I brought in over 10 grand.
Wow.
So between Chris Miller's donation from Buffalo and that, it's an easy $15,000 or more.
All that stuff is at Buffalo that day.
It's all Buffalo that day.
So you're going to have all those prizes there.
I usually set the prizes up the first 2.5 weeks at the old gym on 4th Avenue. And then I take all the prizes that day on Wednesday to Buffalo, set it all up. And then the next day, I take it to the Foothills location for the next 2.5 weeks.
Okay.
So the prizes are set up at both gyms where people can buy them. They're all on display. And then I have it at Buffalo that one day on the 22nd. And then we do the raffle about, 5 or 6 weeks later.
So. I see. Okay. And then we talked about the haunted house. We talked about Buffalo. Anything else? Anywhere else this coming October?
Not this October. Those are the three big ones. And obviously the truck raffle is the one I'm really putting a lot of effort into right now. But Buffalo's a big one. I do Z93 and I do a lot of different radio shows for that to try to pump it up and get people to know about it. And then ultimately I always try to tell people, like, if your kids are in high school right now and they play sports, the least you can do is come out there and have a bite to eat or take some takeout, because I'm constantly out there working hard and dedicating my time to try to bring back best equipment that I can for these kids at these schools.
I love it. I think it's so cool.
Yeah. Right now, I should be taking it either by Friday or next week. I have a Yuma Catholic Gator in. So they needed a new John Deere Gator that takes all the drinks out to the fields.
That's so cool,
and it's fun. Yes, I've never done one of these yet. So it's always fun when I get to do something new. Like, I did a wrestling mat for Antelope.
Yeah.
Just different things. But they wanted a Gator. But for myself, I can't just give them a normal Gator. So they don't know it, but I took it and I had it completely take apart. It's getting wrapped with all the school's logos. And then I took all the rims off because they're those yellow rims on a Gator. And I had them all powder coated gold. Yeah. And then
this is for Cibola?
For Yuma Catholic.
Oh, Yuma Catholic.
The one they have is when the original one when they opened the school 22 years ago. So it's on its last leg. So I took all the seats off and I had them all upholstered blue and gold. Plus I think that the people who use it are going to respect it more, and they're going to take care of it better too by it being like this.
Absolutely.
So same thing. Not only do I do it for the students, but I also do it for the faculty. I really try to set it up right for them and make sure that it's taken care of over time.
I love that.
The faculty are the ones that are really using this year after year.
Mm-hmm.
The kids come and go over 4 years, but those faculty, they could be there for 20 years. Mm-hmm. They're the ones using that equipment.
That's so cool. Very, very cool.
It's fun. It's fun. Like when you get I try to have fun doing it, so it's exciting.
And you do that all locally? So you find people here in town to do, like, the rims and that?
Yep, so SignPro, they're doing the wrap, and SignPro has been great with me. They've always donated. So I've done 9 scoreboards now for all the schools, total 9 scoreboards, and SignPro has donated every installation for free.
Is that right?
All of it. And I've even offered, I said, look, I'll just pay your payroll for it. Just don't make no money. At least let me pay the payroll. And they were like, no, we're not. We insist. We love what you do. And they do. I mean, like the Yuma High one, it was a big one. It was like 23 foot long.
Jeez.
That's how big that football field one is. And they were out there for 3 days.
Getting
it done. It took them 3 days to get that installed, and they donated all of it. So
I haven't seen that one. What's special about that one?
So they were having a lot of problems. There's a component in the old board, and it still worked. But that part was going out yearly, and it's $1,400 for that part every year. So if you keep going along, you're going to have over 10 grand invested into it in just 10 years. So that's where it was just time to buy a new one. The sun just eats these things.
Totally.
But the faculty, I haven't seen it yet in person. I saw the pictures of it, but the faculty, there's one part I'm waiting for them to finish before I go out there and get the photos with the students and the teams. And But the faculty told me that it's really bright. They're like, wow, it's so bright, you know, it being new. And so they were pumped up. They were excited.
So this is all like now it's happening now.
Yeah. This just got done 2 weeks ago.
Very cool.
The UM High scoreboard.
I want to go drive by there. Like I said, my kids, they go to Gila Ridge, but they're in swim season right now. Yeah. So they have to go down to Marcus to do their swim practice. And a lot of the meets are down there too.
Yeah.
And so it's right there. I need to go look at the scoreboard.
Yeah,
super cool.
Yeah, this October the 3rd, I'll be at YC's football game. That'll be the first one. I got a late start to the games. I'll be at YC's football game. October 9th, I'll be at the Gila Ridge against COFA. And then that's a Thursday night, though. That's a varsity Thursday night game. And then the next night, October 10th, I'll be at Cibola against a Phoenix team. And then October 17th, it'll be UMA High School against Cibola. And then October 24th, I'll be at Summerton High School against UMA.
Very cool.
So should be fun to kind of get out there and do some of those.
Were you involved with the Summerton gym?
For their high school gym?
The wrap of the big old wall, yeah.
No, like, you know, that's one thing that I really felt like they did a great job on that high school.
They did.
They really dialed in all the school pride in that place. Mm-hmm. And I was really impressed. I think I mentioned it on the last show. One thing I hate about Gila Ridge is it looks like COFA. You know, you drive by it and it's all crimson outside.
Yeah.
It should be Carolina blue.
Yeah.
Like I really want to paint it all for them. Like I want to take some foundation money.
Right.
And paint all that Carolina blue.
I've always wondered that. I wondered if they built it, they had the concept, they put it all together and then they changed their mind on the color after the fact. I don't know.
Yeah, I think sometimes they're not, like you're saying, they're ahead of themselves and they're not really sure what their school colors are going to be or maybe the school mascot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they go ahead and build the school. So one thing I told Summerton before it was happening, because I've worked with the school district a lot and everything. I said, look, please make sure that you guys have all this figured out before you do it, because we don't want it to look like Gila Ridge again.
So sad.
You know, and I'll tell you what, man, like you're saying, they dialed that place in. It looks so good with all the logos everywhere.
I was surprised at the color choice. It's like a tan,
yeah,
orange, they did, burnt orange burnt with orange. A blue.
Yeah, like a real deep blue.
Yeah, interesting. I don't know if I would have done that. I mean, that's kind of crazy. I think we talked last show about you kind of want to, in my opinion, you want to stick with those primary colors because it seems like you can get better deals on equipment, you know, if it's red, blue, or
for sure
green or whatever. But, hey, they did what they did.
Yeah, I did their first year. They, you know, obviously they only got so much funding and they got to buy everything, uniforms. Yeah, so I did their wrestling uniforms and I did a bunch of gym equipment for them. And the wrestling uniforms came out killer. They look so good. Mm-hmm.
And they're supposed to be, this year is supposed to be their year.
Well, I really feel, I mean, especially, you know, wrestling, and you know how many good wrestlers come out of Summerton. Mm-hmm. I really feel the Summerton wrestling program will be like YC's football. You know, YC's not playing the greatest this year. They went to, they went to 5A, but I mean, their football program has always been like Texas football.
You're right.
And I really feel Summerton's wrestling is going to just be like the Golden Arches, you know, like they're gonna be stacked,
and that's what they're saying. So let's see. But my kids go to Gila Ridge, so hopefully they do poorly. But they are supposed to be pretty good this year. My understanding was, you know, a lot of them were at COFA in the interim because they started with, I think, freshmen actually, right?
Yeah,
and now I think they're all the way stacked. I think,
this is their first senior year, so this would be the last year that any of the kids that originally went to COFA will finish out of COFA.
Mm-hmm.
So next year is when you'll really see it, because you'll see the flip even bigger, because some of those kids finished out COFA, mm-hmm. you know, that started there. So this is the last year. So COFA's attendance should drop dramatically after this year.
Oh, will it? You think so?
Yeah. Well, they bust 1,700 kids a day between COFA and Cibola.
That's incredible.
From Summerton. So imagine that's 1,700 kids that won't be bused no more.
And hopefully that'll free up some budget.
Oh, yeah.
For COFA. I don't know.
Yeah. Sure.
Now they can put it back into their stadium.
Yeah.
What I love about UMA High is the feel. I love the feel of the football field, how it's kind of recessed.
For sure.
It gives this stadium kind of vibe, you know, like a surround. I just think that's the coolest thing. Well, Summerton kind of has that feel, too. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, UMA High is really cool how it's got the baseball connected and it's got those old, like, concrete, you know, bleachers and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's where I went to school. So it's, that's where we would always hang out in between periods, you know, and we'd hang out right there where the baseball field steps were. So it was a lot of fun, but and they do such a great job, like seeding it and making it look good.
Yeah. It's awesome. It's very, very nostalgic. Now, are they kind of struggling right now though for attendance?
I'm not sure. I mean, I saw some of those pictures from some of the games so far, at least the football games, and they look pretty good.
Okay.
So I haven't been to one since my last class reunion, but so the one I'm going to on the 17th, or I think it's the 17th, that's going to be my first one in quite a while. So
I thought I heard not too long ago that student body, like they're having a hard time.
Oh, yeah,
with the student body attendance.
Student body for sure.
Yeah. But not as much as years past. I don't know if like generationally people are growing up and leaving that area, you know, the geographic area that would bring those kids in there. I don't know.
I think it just depends. Like my cousin lives out here, like on 6E, and his son's going to be a freshman next year, and he's going to go to Yuma.
Is that right?
That's where his dad went. So that's
he just wants to go there.
That's where he's going to go.
I think that happens all the time. You know, you got that school pride.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversation on life, death, and the law. Right after this.
All right, do-it-yourselfer. You've got the idea, and you got your building supplies at Southwest Lumber.
That's right.
Now, all you need is a bunch of expensive tools to get the job done.
Oh, that's right.
And you know just the place to rent them. Southwest Lumber, your home for everything home improvement. Southwest Lumber has half-day to multiple-day rentals available on just about anything you need to finish the job. Rent equipment and tools on Saturday and Sunday. It's free. Stop in today at 1917 South Avenue B in Yuma. Southwest Lumber, ready for everything.
The next disaster is coming. The time to get ready is now. Make a plan. Identify meetup locations and people you'll need to contact, and keep your contact list somewhere safe. Build a kit with enough food and water for 3 days. And don't forget your pets. Keep 7 days of medication on hand. Work with your pharmacist and insurance company to get the extra doses. Make copies of important documents and keep them on your phone, in the cloud, or on a USB stick. Stay informed. Note area hazards. Take courses in CPR and first aid. And sign up for local alerts. Be ready. Learn more at americares.org/sendusin.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason Garner and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best since 2014.
I was going to ask you a question about this upcoming event at Buffalo. So this is on the 22nd. It's a Wednesday. You mentioned you go there, and 20% of what you spend is going to be donated directly to your foundation. No ifs, ands, or buts. But you're going to have these prizes there too. When does a raffle get done that day?
It will all be there from open to close at Buffalo, so you can buy raffle prizes that whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, the next day, it'll be set up at the Foothills Gym for the next 2.5 weeks. So I'll probably cut the raffle off sometime. There's Lowe's was making, they made a huge donation last year of like a $800 grill.
Oh, wow.
So I'm actually going there in a little bit, and I'm going to go meet with Lowe's.
Uh-huh.
So as soon as I get the item, then I'm going to have it set up at the old gym in just a couple days. But when after the 22nd, people can still buy tickets for that. Anyone can buy tickets. They can go to the Foothills Gym to buy tickets. And on that one also, I have a website. That one's actually supportyuma.com.
Okay.
So that one, you can go to supportyuma.com. It's not live yet, but it'll be live in a couple days. But you can buy tickets online, or you can buy them at either gym.
And these aren't different tickets than what we're talking about for the truck.
These are just for like a – so what it is I'll have like – I think it's like 11 or 12 raffle prizes, and they're all really nice. And they'll be buckets. So you'll buy actual like little tickets. You can buy like, you know, 40 tickets, and you can just go drop – tickets in whatever bucket,
for the grill. I see.
$1,000 gift card to the med spa, you know, the Cardinals tickets, whatever you want. Like last year we did one of those GE Opal crushed ice machines.
Mm-hmm.
And man, that thing got so many tickets. So this year I bought another one.
Yeah,
the ice machine and the grill were the two big ones.
Uh-huh.
You know, and there was a guy at the Foothills Gym that bought $700 worth of tickets for the grill, and I said, dude, you can just go buy one.
Yeah.
And he's like, I know, but I just — one, if I win, cool. If I don't, I just wanted to support the cause.
That's crazy.
So, you know, it was really – he ended up winning the Cardinals tickets. So he ended up giving them to his employees, but he was stoked. You know, he got something. But ultimately, like he said, I'm just trying to support.
So those raffle prizes go directly towards those little – not little, but yeah, those prizes, not the truck.
Not the truck, yeah. Usually I've always just had this thing going on October, so it's kind of confusing with having the two raffles, but what I'm going to do is like, you can buy tickets for the truck, and I have it really advertised right now inside both gyms with the signs for all the different schools. Mm-hmm. So when I do the prizes, I'm going to take those down for 2 weeks.
Okay.
That way it's not confusing. It's not confusing for the customers or the staff. That way, you know, we'll just be focused on one raffle.
If there are people not in Yuma that want to do the truck raffle, is that online?
Yeah. So they'll just go to either the Instagram or the Facebook for either 4th Avenue Gyms or the 4th Avenue Gym Athletic Fund. We have pages for all of them. And I'm posting pretty much every couple of days. And the links are on there, or the QR codes are on there.
Click the link, and then it'll take you to a payment portal through this company you mentioned.
And then we're there. You'll actually pick the schools.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. Have you been on the site yet?
I haven't been on it. No, my wife does all that.
So it's really cool. When you go on there, it'll take you to the site, and then it'll give you options which schools that you want to choose from.
Like it shows their logo.
Yep, exactly. Got it's really neat. And when I first showed it to Toyota, they were really pumped up. They were like, "Wow, this looks great." And I just told them, I said, I really want to make sure you guys get impressed on this, because hopefully this can be like a yearly thing. If you guys like what happens and it works out for everybody, hopefully, you know, you can, we can continue to do this year after year.
Very cool.
The internet's kind of slow in here, but,
you're not going to get internet in here,
but it'll show all the logos, and then it'll show like you can buy one or you can buy five and get the one for free. It has the package, and you just pick which school you want to support. Once you click on that, it'll also ask if you want to support a student.
Okay.
So if you don't want to support a student, if you don't know a student that goes to that school, you just leave it blank.
Yeah.
But if you know a student, put their name in there, and whatever student gets the most support, they'll get a free year's membership.
Yeah. My wife was telling me about you'd called her up and said, hey.
She bought the package for each kid.
Okay.
So that's why I was like, you sure you don't want to just stick? And she's like, no. She's like, we just want to support. I was like, all right, cool. Appreciate it.
She told me about that. I didn't know what she was talking about. I haven't looked at it. Yeah. She does, like I said, she does all that stuff.
Well, that's what one of the guys at the gym, he had bought the $1,000 worth. He didn't even think about it. He just wanted to support.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, you have a family membership, and he's got a couple of kids on there. And then he's got dual access too, which dual access is an extra $5 a month.
What's that one?
To use both gyms.
Oh, okay.
So it's an extra $5 a month per person to use both facilities.
Yeah.
So the year's family membership that I'm giving away, you know, it includes dual access and everything. So his is probably like an $800 membership if you really add it all up for a year. Mm-hmm. So I said, you spent $1,000, but if right now your kid's in the lead, this kid goes to COFA.
Yeah.
And he didn't even really think about it. And I said, so really you only spent $200 if you win. Uh-huh. So I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I said, you want to buy another $1,000?
That's awesome.
So
you're wheeling and dealing all the time.
Yeah. And I'm trying to wheel and deal for the right reasons.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
It's ultimately like I kind of created a full-time job with this. You know, it's like, you know, today I'm here for this. You know, next week I'm going to be at Z93. You know, then I'm going to be at Buffalo for 11 hours that one day.
Yeah.
You know, in the end of it, you know, there's people that definitely come support my gyms because of what I do for the community.
Totally.
But ultimately, I dedicate a lot of time to this charity, and that's why you see big numbers.
I can tell you. I mean, like my wife and I were going to a CrossFit gym for 5 years, and then it closed its doors like most of them do.
Yeah.
You know, they go for so long, and then they just can't keep their doors open. It's a lot. And so we were left without a place to go, and it's become a daily activity for us. It's the time where we have time together in the morning. We get up at 4:20-ish every morning, and then we go to the gym, get to the gym by 5, and it's just become a really good thing for our relationship because that's the time where we get to talk and it's just fun. And so we've been doing that for years. So once our CrossFit gym went out of business, it's like, this is part of our identity. And we were scrambling. Well, what do we do? And we're, you know, a stone's throw from your Foothills gym. And so we're like, well, let's just try 4th Ave. And at first it was a little daunting because it's a large facility, a lot of people in and out all the time.
Stop.
But after a few days, like, we found our groove, and we were talking about this just recently that we prefer it now more than our other gym. The other gym was great because in CrossFit, you've got your community, you've got your team, you go at a certain time, and you've got your coach that, you know, you just show up and they tell you what to do. Now, I mean, I probably could do that, but because I was doing it for so long, it's not a problem. I can put workouts together all the time, you know, like, it's not a big deal. So when we go to the gym now, we just have our things that we're working on, and And if you have anything we want, you know, you can do anything you want. So much equipment that's going on there.
Yeah, so you got everything that you needed to do before, you can do there. Mm-hmm. And then you have everything else that's extra now.
Yeah,
so,
exactly right.
And it's staffed 24 hours a day.
Yes.
I mean, we're the only gym in town that's staffed 24 hours a day. So I really think on safety, and especially for a female, it's nice having that option. Yeah. But yeah, there's, like you're saying, there's just so much equipment out there. It's unreal.
And what was really cool was I was talking to Anna out there, and I asked her, hey, do you have this particular bar?
Was that you? Was that you?
Yeah, it was me. Sorry.
I ordered it the next day.
You did? Yeah, you had it with like a day. I use it almost every day. And now that I use it, everybody else uses it, you know, because nobody knew it existed or what that was. But I used that at the old CrossFit gym.
Was that the fireman carry bars?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, she sent it to me, and I'm always open for anything. And she didn't even tell me who it was. She just told me that, I have a friend that was from a CrossFit place and we don't have this. And I was like, all right, cool, I'll order it. And she was like, and I think she thought I was maybe going to order it like in a week or two.
Yeah.
I did it right there.
Yeah.
I get that a lot. Sometimes on Instagram, people will private message the DM me on the Insert Forth app page, and it'd be really nice to have this. And I'll be like laying in bed and it's like 10 o'clock at night. And I'll like order it right there. And I'll
DMs. Your wife's like, who is that?
I'll screenshot it. I'm like, oh, it's Jake from State Farm.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'll screenshot it and then I'll send it to the person. It's like 10:30. And then they're like, wow. Like they can't believe it. And I'm just like, hey, no, thanks for the recommendation.
Yeah.
And I'll have it in a couple of days.
That's so cool.
So
I really appreciate that.
Yeah. You know it. Yeah.
It was awesome. Yeah. And like I said, people are using it. She got two of them. And I know people are using it because there's chalk all over it. And I didn't do that. You know, I wipe mine down clean.
Wipe it down, yeah.
Yeah. And there's chalk all over. I'm like, what? Wipe it down. You know, this is my bar. Like I have ownership of it. I'm going to put a sticker on it.
Well, especially since you asked for it. So it's like.
No, I'm teasing. I was happy that it is all used, because it's like, dude, I felt bad that it was so fast that, you know, I wasn't trying to be a squeaky wheel. I just asked, you know, hey, do you happen to have this bar? And I was like, no, I've never heard it. She pulled it up. I showed her a picture. And she's like, we can get it, though. Justin will get it. I'm like, no, that's fine. I can figure something else out, you know.
Yeah, there was
carry anything.
I love stuff like that. There was a lady at the OG, and she goes to both gyms. And there's those, like, rollers that you can connect to, like, the cages where you can do, like, lunges. You can put your leg up, and you can just do different stuff. And I have one at the OG, but I didn't have one at the Foothills. And she's like, man, I'd really like to have one of those rollers. And then I actually forgot about it all. And then I saw her at a swimming practice, like with my 3-year-old, who she had her kid there. And I was like, it clicked. And I was like, oh, dang it, I forgot.
Yeah.
So I went home instantly and ordered it for her. And then I saw her actually yesterday. And I was like, hey, I finally got that roller in. She's like, you remembered? She's like, I thought you forgot. I said, well, I did until I saw you at the swimming thing. But it always eventually clicks, you know, and I make it happen eventually. So. But
I think my favorite thing there at the, I don't know if you have this at the OG, but out at the Foothills, you got the booty builder.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That thing's killer. Have you ever done that?
Is that are you like the one that's got the pin loaded?
It's a
black one.
It's you seat belt yourself in.
Yeah. That's, we have that one at the old gym too.
Yeah.
We just got it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
The booty builder.
It works good.
Yeah. So it's embarrassing to use. You know, you're like thrusting into the air.
Yeah. But it humbles you a little bit.
Stop looking at me.
Yeah. Well, that's the good thing out there. There's, like you're saying, there's so many people and there's so much equipment. A lot of times it's like, you know, and I try to tell people, you got to just be there for yourself. Most people aren't even paying attention.
Yeah.
They're in their own little world.
Absolutely.
You know? So
yeah, they're focused. Yeah. And that's what I was kind of concerned about going from this environment where I was in this team in the CrossFit gym to now I'm on my own. There's a lot of people around. It doesn't affect me as much as probably maybe my wife. And I think she's a little bit more like cognizant about that stuff. To me, I'm locked in. I'm doing what I need. I don't really care about what's around. What bothers me mostly is about the gym is the mirrors everywhere.
Yeah.
A lot of people like that, but I don't like it. Yeah. So even when I do CrossFit stuff in the gym or in the rack area, I face away from the mirrors because I don't want to look at myself while I'm doing these lifts and stuff. It's just me though.
Yeah. Most people, like you're saying, most people love it. Like I had some people leave and go to Crunch down the street from the old gym. And then they came back and, you know, I said, well, what is it that you like better? And they're like, well, there's a lot of things, but one thing I love is you just have so many mirrors.
Yeah.
Like,
he
says they really don't have many mirrors there. And it isn't it's very expensive. I mean, when we build those new places and we put all those mirrors in, it's unreal how much it is to
that's crazy
outfit it.
I never even thought of that.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Maybe I'll look at the mirror now. Then. Yeah.
But you know, but people love them. I just hate when they get broken, because then I'm like, dang, there's $800.
Does that happen?
Oh yeah.
Frequently.
Yeah. It happens because, you know, people are swinging a weight and they're not paying attention to like how close they are, and they hit it, or like they're on the squat rack and they'll do stuff where they'll just lean a bar up against the mirror.
Yeah.
They don't know where to put it. And then if someone else comes and grabs it and moves it the wrong way, and
oh, jeez, man.
It's always something, but that's what keeps me going.
Like babysitting. That's awesome. Man, you're doing so much. I really appreciate you taking time again to come in and talk about all these ventures that you've got your hand in.
Yeah.
And I just really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So if you guys just recap, you've got the haunted house.
Yeah, the most important things right now is the truck raffle going on. I'll be at the games every Friday night in October. We have the haunted house starting on the 10th. Okay. So the haunted house is going to be out there. Go out there. I think it's 3 weeks long.
Mm-hmm.
And all the money goes to our charity. And then we have the Buffalo Wild Wings month.
And that's Wednesday the 22nd.
Wednesday
October
the
22nd.
Yep.
All day Wednesday, go to Buffalo. Eat a lot of food there.
Or take out, you know, whichever one.
There you go.
You don't have to mention anything. We get 20% of the day.
I wonder if they do, I haven't looked, but if they do like DoorDash.
Oh, yeah. They do something like that.
Yeah, some sort. So you don't have to go there. You can get it.
For sure.
Yeah, okay. And then November, you've got the Hanson House Banquet. I think that was the 22nd. Is that what I saw?
Yes.
21st.
21st.
Friday the 21st for the Hanson House Banquet. That's 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. For the Hanson House charity. And then you're doing the raffle.
The truck raffle, the Christmas night will cut off ticket sales. And then on the 27th is when I'll pick the winner.
Very awesome.
So someone will win a brand new truck. One school is going to get $5,000 extra in funding, and one kid will get a free year's membership to the gym.
I love it.
So very cool. Lots of good stuff.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Let's get it done.
Always.
Thanks for coming in, Justin.
Thank you.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed on this episode, call the law firm of Deason Garner and Hanson at 928-783-4575 or visit yuma.law.
If you're the owner and or operator of a local business and want to continue to hear the right talk, please consider advertising on KBLU. Your advertising dollars are the gasoline for the Clark, Kilmeade, Hannity, Beck engine. Without your support, the old 560 just won't roll. Reach out to like-minded folks, the patriots listening to this legendary radio station. When you do, you can invite new customers in and remind regulars to visit more often. And most importantly, keep the programming you love on 560 KBLU.
In tough times, it can be difficult to know where to turn. If you or someone you know is looking for help, the Yuma Community Food Bank is here if you need a hand. We provide food and other resources to families, seniors, and individuals in need. We are open Monday through Friday. All you need to receive a food box is a photo ID with your current address. Visit our website at yumafoodbank.org for more information. The Yuma Community Food Bank also accepts donations in the form of non-perishable food, monetary donations, and volunteer help. You can choose to donate or advocate. You can choose to volunteer or raise awareness. You can choose to help end hunger. Call us anytime, 928-343-1243. Visit our main campus, located at 2404 East 24th Street, or use our food locator map online at yumafoodbank.org.
Statistics show that roughly 20 veterans die by suicide every day in the United States. And each day, over 1,000 dogs are euthanized in shelters across the country. Canines for Warriors is the leading nonprofit organization providing highly trained service dogs to veterans with PTSD and other invisible wounds of war.
I'd probably still be stuck in the living room with the curtains drawn, with my back to the wall, with probably a gun on my lap.
The majority of service dogs from Canines are rescues, and with each pairing, two lives are changed forever. We rescue the dog. The dog rescues the warrior. To learn more about how Canines for Warriors is saving lives at both ends of the leash, please visit caninesforwarriors.org. That's caninesforwarriors.org.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU El Dorado Broadcasters LLC nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.